Recorded Books and RB Digital present Sandpiper Cove by Irene Hannon. Narrated by Therese Plummer. Chapter 1. Not again. Adam Stone slammed the door in his decrepit Kia, expelled a breath, and surveyed the damage. The rustic one-room cabin he called home appeared to be untouched this go-around. But it would take some serious sanding to get rid of the profanity spray-painted on the small outbuilding that housed his woodworking shop. At least the vandals hadn't broken any windows this time. But where was Clyde? Breaking into a jog on the gravel drive, he scanned the surrounding woods that offered peaks at the pristine Oregon beach and choppy April sea 100 yards away.
Clyde!
No response.
Clyde! Come on out, boy! It's safe!
Silence, save for the distinctive trill of the sandpiper that gave this secluded cove its name. He clamped his jaw shut. Damaged property he could deal with, but if those thugs had done anything to... A soft whimper came from the direction of the workshop, and the swinging door he'd rigged up for the adopted stray gave a slight shimmy. Adam switched direction, digging out the keys to the shed as he goosed his jog to a sprint.
I'm here, boy. Hang on.
He fumbled the key as he inserted it in the lock, tremors sabotaging his fingers. Clenching his teeth, he tried again. It was crazy to worry about a dumb mutt who hadn't had enough sense to move out of the path of a car. Letting yourself care for anyone or anything was an invitation for grief. And he didn't need any more of that. Yet walking away from a...